Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. St. Luke chapter 6, verse 36. Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. This is God's word. In Jesus' name, dear brothers and sisters, are you a merciful person? Well, of course, everyone is merciful to some extent. Everyone is generous and kind and forgiving under some circumstances. That's the point that Jesus had just been making in the verses before our text. He notes how even the wicked are kind and generous to their own kind. And this is especially true when they are sure they will get something in return, when they are sure that the ones who benefit from their kindness will pay them back with equal generosity. It's what you might call an I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine kind of mercy. It's the kind of mercy and generosity that's shown merely for the purpose of receiving something in return. But now, this is not the kind of mercy that Jesus has in mind for his people to be showing. No. As Christians, Jesus says, we are to be merciful as our Father is merciful. Our Father who is the Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer. And our Father's mercy is not the kind that people show who are kind and generous merely out of a desire to receive something in return. No, God has shown mercy to us sinners even when we had rebelled against him, even when we were enemies. God showed mercy to us even when he could not expect anything in return from us but evil. He showed mercy to us even when he could only expect that we would hold him in contempt, scorn him, hate him, rather than fear, love, and trust in him. And in fact, God showed mercy to us even when he could only expect that we would abuse his mercy, that we would treat his mercy as though it were a license and an excuse to sin even more, that we could then become more and more bold in our disobedience, and then expect him simply to overlook all our sin at the end. Well, yes, God realized how we might abuse his mercy. And yet, even knowing this, he has been merciful to us. He has forgiven us, rather than judging and condemning us immediately. God has not desired to bring us into judgment and condemnation, but rather, he has desired to save us from the death and hell that we have earned by our sin. Yes, God has desired our salvation. And so he has given us of his mercy, and that not sparingly, not stingily, but he's given his best. He's given good measure and has poured out his mercy on us. Yes, God has poured out his mercy on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. He has given his best, even for us sinners, even for wicked ones like you and me, from whom he could expect nothing in return. For us, he gave his own son. And so Christ Jesus came in the flesh for us. He carried our sin in his body to the tree. He died that we might live. He shed his blood to blot out our sin and our wickedness. And God raised him up from the dead that we might not perish. And so our God has shown to us utter remarkable mercy in his Son. And in baptism, God has poured out his mercy on us richly, and he has made us heirs of life and salvation. He has forgiven all our sin and blotted it out by the blood of his Son. He has made us righteous in his sight for Jesus' sake. And so he has shown to us good things. Yes, his mercy has been pressed down, shaken together, running over, for you, for me. And now, Jesus says to us who have received mercy, to us who are called by his name, who are called Christians, to us he says, be merciful even as your Father is merciful. the one who has been forgiven, the one who has been rescued from judgment and condemnation, is now also called to be kind, to be compassionate and forgiving, not judging, not condemning, but generous. But we find that it's so much easier for us to judge and condemn. It's easier for us to look at others and notice all their failings, to notice all their misdeeds, to notice their sin, their wickedness, and then to be stingy with mercy and hastily judge and condemn them. Yes, it seems that we are always able to notice things about our neighbor that aren't right, to notice a mere speck in his eye so much more easily than we notice a plank in our own eye. But remember, we are to remember who we are and what we are. And we are to honestly confess that we are the same kind of sinners as our neighbor, that we are equally wicked and deserving of death, no matter what it is that our neighbor may have done. And so we are not to look down on our neighbor or despise him, but as God has shown mercy to us and has forgiven us, so we also are to show mercy and forgive. We are to speak well of our neighbor. We're to explain his actions in the kindest way, to put the best construction on everything. And when our neighbor has sinned against us, then we're to speak to him alone in private. And we're to approach him in humility, speaking the truth in love. We're to bear with him, and in compassion, desiring his salvation, we are to urge him to repent, and we are to forgive the repentant one as God has forgiven us. Then further, we are to remember what abundant mercy God has shown to us in our life, in all of our life, not only in forgiving our sins, but in all his goodness, all his kindness to us. For indeed he has given us our life, and he's provided for us all that we need for our body and life. He's been generous beyond measure, and he's shown us rich mercy indeed. Yes, God continues to show mercy, even to all the wicked, to all the unbelievers. He continues to show mercy, to give them their food, to give them all they need. He lets his sun shine on them and his rain fall on their crops, and he provides for all their needs. And does so not with any expectation that he will be repaid, certainly. No, for many receive his good gifts and never thank him. And for that matter, even we must confess that many times we also fail to give God thanks for his mercy as we should. But God continues to show his love to us. He's generous to us. And he pours out his rich blessings on us. And so, as we have opportunity, we also are to show generosity to all, even to those who cannot repay us or those who will not repay us. Showing mercy and kindness with a generous heart, even as God has shown mercy and has been generous and kind to us. Now, of course, we know that we will never match the great mercy of our Heavenly Father. After all, who can give as he has given? Redeeming us with the blood of his Son, forgiving all our sin and saving us from death and hell, making us heirs of eternal life. No, we cannot match his generosity. But by his grace, we seek to imitate our Father's mercy. And in faith, we cling to him for his continued mercy, both now and in the day when Christ will come again to judge the world. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.